This is session number 12 on Megillat Rut. We are holding at the beginning of Perek Dalet. I'm going to read through Perek Dalet, and then we'll come back and cover the Mefarashim. Okay, the pasuk says, Uboaz Allah Hashar. The Perek Gimel finished off by Naomi telling Ruth that don't worry. You know, this is after Ruth met with Boaz and came back. Naomi says, don't worry. You could rest assured that Boaz is going to take care of it. He's not going to sit down, so to speak, to take care of it. He's going to finish it up. Today he's going to finish it up. So don't worry about it. So Perek Dalet. Uboaz Allah Hashar. Boaz came up to the gate. Gate usually means Beddin. Uboaz Allah Hashar. By Yeshev Shamani sat there. Sat there means, I guess, he joined the Beddin. We're going to talk about Mefarshim later. I'm just translating it for you. Vehine ha-goel over. And behold, the goel, who was the one who would supersede, or who would have precedence over Boaz, was passing by. Asher diber Boaz, about whom Boaz was speaking, had spoken. Nayomer Surah, and Boaz said, Surah, move over, Sheva po, sit down over here. Peloni almoni. Peloni almoni means the one anonymous, Mr. Anonymous. Peloni comes from the word, they say, peli. Peli means something that is hidden, that is not clear. That means the name is hidden. And almoni, we will, Bezat Hashem, talk about what the shortage of that word almoni is.
I thought the name is Tov.
Right, but over here he became anonymous. So somehow Megillah does not want to mention his name.
Even though
over here,
he didn't even do that. He wasn't offered to do anything yet.
Anything right now. So he's just called, plenty of money, Mr. So-and-so, please come over and sit over here.
But now, he was passing by the bedding?
Was, you know, yeah, so that is what's mashma.
The promised word,
Vehinem. Vehinem is behold, which means anytime Vehinem means something that was unexpected.
It should have been, what was the lesson we used before? The one that happened.
Mihre? Yeah, so Hine, now anything that is unexpected, they say Hine. So, Vayosar Vayeshev, and he moved over and he sat. Because he told him, Surah Sheva, Vayosar Vayeshev. He moved over and he sat.
So we're in Bedin?
Nechora.
Why is Bedin called Gate? What's the...
That's a good question too. Okay, good. Let's just, let's get the story first. Vayichach Asara Anashim, and Boaz took 10 people, Mizigne Ha'ir, from the elders of the city. He took 10 people from the elders of the city. Vayomer, and he said to them, Shevu po, sit over here. Vayeshevu, they sat. Vayomer LaGoel, he said to the Goel guy, Chelkat HaSadeh, the piece of land, Asher Le'achinu Le'Elimelech, that belongs to our brother Elimelech, Machra Naomi. Naomi had sold. Because when Naomi came back, I guess they didn't have any money. It was a piece of land that Elimelech had. So, and Elimelech died. So Naomi sold it. Who is Naomi? Hashava Misadeh Moav, who came back from the Sadeh Moav. You know, we all know who Naomi was. Pashup Shal is after she came back from Sadeh Moav, she sold it. That's what he means. Vani, and I, Boaz says, Amarti, I said to myself, or, you know, I figured, Egleos Necha Lemor, to reveal your ears, which means to let you know, Lemor, to say, Kenen Neged Hayoshvim, buy it in front of thee, those who are sitting here, before all these people who are sitting in their presence of those who are sitting here, Veneged Zigneha Ami, and before the elders of my nation, elders mean the Beddin, the Dayanim. Im Tigal, if you redeem it, Geal, you redeem it. Veim Lo, Yigal, and if he will not redeem it, I'm translating literally, Veim Lo, Yigal, not Veim Lo, Tigal. Veim Lo, Yigal, and if he does not redeem it, Hagidali, let me know. The Eda, so I would know, ki en zulatcha ligol, because there is nobody else beside you to redeem the land. V'anochi acharecha, I am after you, which means, let me know and I will do it, basically. Vayomer, and this Ploni Almoni, the Goel said, Anochi Egal, I will do it. Right, I will redeem the land. No problem, it's a mitzvah, I have, I'll do it. Vayomer Boaz, and Boaz said, Beyom Kenotcha Hasadem Yad Naomi, on the day that you would acquire the field from the hand of Naomi, Umeet Rut Hamoavia, and from Rut, who's a Moavi, Eshet Hamet, the wife of the dead person, Kanita, Kaniti is written Kaniti, we read it Kanita. You, if you do that, it is considered as if you acquired, or that means you accepted upon yourself, Lehakim Shem Hamed al Nachalato, to establish the name of the dead person on his Nachala.
What does that mean? Maybe she married him or her also?
That's basically what it means. Pashtut, that's what it means. We're going to see, it's a machloket meforshim, how to learn this. But the Pashtut, that's what he's saying. He says, on the day that you would acquire the piece of land, you would also accept upon yourself to marry Ruth.
Package deal or
something? Package deal. Vayomer HaGoel, Goel said, we have to see why it's a package deal. You know, you're bringing up a good point. Question is, why is it a package deal? Why is one dependent on the other?
The Goel has to buy it for himself.
Very good point. That is a very good question. The psukim are not really connecting. It started off, it was a piece of land that belonged to Elimelech. Naomi had sold. And you're the Goel. You be Goelet. Pashut Pshat of Geula, the way you learn in the Torah is that Reuven had a field. He was poor. He sold it to Shimon. Now, the Torah says that if Reuven has relatives who are wealthy, they should come and redeem the land from Shimon, which means they buy it back from Shimon. They pay Shimon the money that he had paid to buy the land. And they take the land back, whether Shimon wants it or not. They would force Shimon to sell it back. Then the money, the land comes back to the Shevet. Now, who would own this land now? Reuven sold it because he didn't have any money to Shimon. Reuven's uncle, Levi, comes and he gives Shimon money and takes the land back. Now, who does the land belong to? Does the land belong to Levi or does the land belong to Reuven? If you say the land belongs to Levi, so why is there a halacha to do such a thing then?
You're just basically giving your money
back to Shevet.
Give back to Shevet. You're trying to make sure that the land will come back to the Shevet, to the family, but that doesn't mean that Reuven is going to get it. Reuven didn't have money, sold it. But you sold it. The land should leave the Shevet. We don't want that. We'll bring it back to Shevet. But Reuven lost it. Meanwhile, at least. But if you say that's the pshat, then why Naomi or why Ruth care to go to this Goel and say, oh, Allah, you're Goel, do it. What do you care? Shevet should care. My mitzvah to do it. Why should Ruth go and initiate a whole request to Boaz that do this Geula? What is it to you that I should do Geula? If it's my obligation as my Shevet, I have to do it on my own. Why are you coming and requesting, if it's not Nogia to you, that it should be mine?
One second, when did she sell it?
That I should buy it.
When she came back?
I wish I could know it, bro.
Because if not, then...
Originally, when she came and she said, you're the Goel, buy the piece of land.
No, when did she sell this land? Before she left or after?
No, after they came back.
So why didn't she just sell it to Boaz?
I don't know. Good question. He found a buyer, he sold it. She found a buyer, she sold it.
Why are you making it go circle?
She didn't go to Boaz to ask for money.
Yeah, that's a kasha. Yo, why don't you ever sell it to the Goel? You know, if there's going to be a Goel to buy it back, so sell it to the Goel. Well,
Why don't we make a gezerah that a person should only be able to sell it to his own shevet?
Yeah, how many denominations are there?
Can we just read the question?
Yeah, so that's one problem. Another problem, yes, but this is the part of the that's part of the push up shot. On the other hand, over here it says, the pasuk says, the pasuk is very shver. The pasuk says, pasuk, when was it? Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer la goel. Boaz said to the goel, you hear? Eli, this is the answer to your question. Why is the pasuk shot? Pasuk Gimel. Vayomer la goel. He said to goel, cherkad asadeh asher lo'achinu le'elimelech, piece of land that belongs to Elimelech, machra Naomi. Naomi sold, right? And then pasuk hey, it says, ויאמר בועז, ביום קנו לך השדה מיד נעמי, on the day that you would acquire the field from the hand of Naomi, not from the hand of Naomi, you're acquiring it for Naomi. You don't buy it from Naomi, Naomi already sold it, she doesn't even have it. What does that mean? And by the way, מאת רות המואביה, what does that do with רות המואביה? Whose piece of land was it? It says the piece of land belonged to Elimelech. Elimelech has a piece of land. Since when the land came to Ruth, Ruth has no shaykhus to this. So all these things have to be explained.
Maybe it goes through Naomi, and then it goes to this guy.
Why?
Okay, we have to. We have to see how that connection works. Okay, good. Let's go later. So Vayomer Agoel, Goel said, Pasuk Vav. Vayomer Agoel, Goel said, Lo uchal. I'm sorry. If that's the case, if it's a package deal, that the day that I get the land, I would also get Ruth as a wife, lo uchal, I can't ligol li, right? I cannot do geula of the land for me. Pen ashchid nachalati, lest I will destroy my portion.
His great grandkids are
going to be. I don't know what it means. I mean, we know what it means, but this is what he says. Lest I would destroy my portion. Ge'al lecha, you do it. Atayit geulati. Even though it's my geula, I will let you do it. Ge'al lecha atayit geulati. Kilo uchalik ol, because I can't do it. I can't do it because I'm afraid I'm going to destroy my portion. You do it.
You destroy a portion, what does that mean?
Good.
What portion is he talking about?
Good.
What about the
goal of what? So obviously there is a dialogue between the two. Boaz says, you want to do it? There's a package deal. Now first he says, you buy the land back. He says, I'll do it, no problem. The mitzvah, I'll do it. On the day that you buy the land back, you would also be kone root. Why is the package deal? Good point. Why? But that's what he said. The guy says, no, if that's the case, I can't do it. Why can't I do it? Because I'm afraid I'm going to destroy my portion. So you do it. You do it. Right? Even though it's my geula, I'm going to be mechabed you to do it. Good point. All of it, good point. Now, vezon defanim beYisrael. But you understand the dialogue. We don't understand the depth of what's going on yet. I understand, but dialogue, you understand. The reason I can't explain more than this is because the pshat depends on different mefarshim, and then I have to speak out different ma'alachim. So we'll come back to that. Zayin vezod lefanim beYisrael, and this was an old minhag among the Jews. Vezod, and this lefanim in olden times beYisrael among the Jews, which basically means the sefer is telling us this. The sefer is telling us that you should know there was a minhag such among the Jews those days, which means a minhag kadum, ala geula va'ala temura. Anytime they did a geula, which is over here, goel, no, piece of land, buying it back, va'ala temura, and on any exchange, right? So geula is usually buying, and temura is an exchanging. Lechayem kol davar, anytime they wanted to establish any issue, They wanted to make sure the issue has validity. The way they did it was
what?
Anything you want to exchange. Buying and selling. Either you do it through giving money or any other kinyanim or exchange. In order to establish it, in order to validate it, in order to legalize it, so to speak. The chayim kol davar shalaf ish na'alo, a person would take off his shoe, v'natan l're'ehu, and he would give it to his friend. V'zod ha'te'uda be'Israel, this was the law among the Jews. It was a kind of a law among the Jews that if they wanted to establish a davar, like we do a handshake, right? What they did was a person would take off his shoe and would give it over to his friend. Oh, shkoyach, that's where you learn from.
And there's a source for it.
This is the source for it. Now the question is, v'zot lefanim be'Israel, does that mean? Which means that this would.
Does it mean we were
anything you want to buy? Anything you want to buy. If you want to be mekayem the davar, a person would take off his shoe and would give it to his friend. Now, there are a few questions on this. A, was this establishment among the Jews, a minhag, or was this a halacha d'oraita that the pasuk is revealing? V'zot lefanim be'Israel, right? V'zot ha'teuda be'Israel, this was the law. This was the old thing, something that from the old times they used to do. Does that mean takanat chachamim was it? Is it midarabanan? Is kinyan chalipin the oraita, or is kinyan chalipin the rabbanan? That's basically, if you want to put it in our yeshivish terminology. Right? Kinyan chalipin d'orayta or d'rabbanan. If you're going based on this pasuk, Zol lefanim be'Israel is mashma, it was a minhag they did it. V'zot ha'teuda be'Israel. Why doesn't the Torah talk about it? Why is it in the Torah? Right, it was Torah Shabbat Peh, or they had a b'mesorah, and was put over here. Or maybe it was d'rabbanan, takana d'rabbanan. Right? That, Be'ez Hashem, we will discuss how the kinyan chalipin is it d'oraita or d'rabban? But that was the thing. They would take off the shoe and they would exchange it. And by the way, who would take off the shoe?
The seller.
Would the seller take off the shoe, his shoe, and give it to the buyer? Or the buyer would take off the shoe and give it to the seller? That's a machlok and amuraim in the Gemara. Right? But the kinyan chalipin is done with the keli of koneh or the keli of magneh. That means when you are the chatan under the chuppah and you are giving your obligation, you're obligating yourself. You're being mechayev yourself. That means you are selling, so to speak, your obligation to your wife. You are committing to an obligation to your wife. Is it your shoe that you should take off and give? Or she should take off her shoe and give it to you? Or the Messiah Kiddushin on her behalf? Or the Edim on her behalf? Should take off the shoe and give it. It's a machloket, and the master be paskin that the chalipin is done with the keli of kone. The one who gains something, gets something, is the one who gives the chalipin instead. So therefore, the kala should take off her shoe. She doesn't like to take off her shoe. She could give you her handkerchief. Probably she's not holding any handkerchief. Right? She's not holding anything. She has nothing to give you. No problem, Kala. Zachin le'adam, shelo befanav, kol shekhen befanav. Nesarek Yidushim will take his yarmulke, or pull out his handkerchief, and he gives it over to the Chatan. Chatan acquires the handkerchief, so to speak, and by acquiring the handkerchief, he is meshabed himself. He obligates himself to all the chiyuvim that he has to his wife. That's the exchange. That's the exchange. That means he gets something and he gives something. So this is how the chalipin works. So therefore, we paskin that is done with the keli kone. That means the one who acquires, the one who gets, is the one who contributes, who gives over the shoe or handkerchief.
So the husband is not gaining?
He's getting a handkerchief. Okay, or a yarmulke, or a pen. The problem is, after he gets it, they take it away from him, that too. So he gets, ends up with nothing. Even that pen doesn't remember him.
No, wait, why is it one shoe? What are you going to do with one shoe? At least give both
you
of
do
them.
You do two chabibs, you get two shoes.
Yeah, you see, you see, when you get into business, you become a businessman, that's how you think. Like, right? What do you think?
You're happy there. Eventually, you're the right size.
Rabbi, this sounds very similar to, Ibn and Chalitza.
No. Chalitza is the person would take off the other person's shoe. Here, he takes off his own shoe. Shalav ish na'alo, venatan le'reu. I take off my shoe, I give it to you.
But, why is it na'alo and suda?
Good. Zod nefanim be'Israel, zod ha'teuda be'Israel. Why is it a shoe? Good. You are saying maybe it's a remez over here to give him to. We'll see with that. Bayomer ha'goel le'boaz. You have a point, but I don't want to get into that deep so yet.
Does he have to give it back, or
do
we just do it by nature?
No, he doesn't have to give it back.
We just do it. Yeah.
But nowadays, since the minhag is to give it back, so it's like, Chalipin is like a matron amal lachz type of thing, so you take it back. Vayomer ha-goel le-boaz. Goel says to Boaz, Kene lecha, no problem. Buy it. Vayishrof na'alo, and he took off his shoe. Who took off whose shoe? That was just discussion we had. Who takes off his own shoe and give it? So he took off his shoe. Whoever, whether it was Chone or Machne, or the way we paskin, Chone took off his shoe. That means Boaz took off his shoe, gave it to Ploni Almoni, and Ploni Almoni gave over the right of being Goel, Boaz, because the right belongs to me. I'm before you. I have a right of Geula, which is the right to the mitzvah. I have a right to the mitzvah. It's my obligation. My right, my mitzvah. So, I don't want to give it up, but I do want to give it up. So how do I make sure that my giving it up is done in a valid, legal way? By you acquiring my right of being the Goel. I will sell you my right if you give me your shoe. So to speak.
Could you have said, I'm only going to buy the land, you do the rest?
No, they didn't do that. It goes together. It's a package deal. Question is a package deal. Why? That was your original question. So you stay with it. Stay with it. By Yomer Boaz.
From the, I do not know about Kriya. Does the Kriya indicate if there's like a pause there or not? If there was a pause at the comma.
It does. It definitely does.
You would expect that. You would expect that the other guys do it, versus just a straight one on
this,
the first of all, Omer is the one who do it.
Okay.
Can you say that or not?
Yeah, I mean, if it's clear in there, yeah, but it's not clear. It says, Shalaf ish na'alo v'natan l'reu. It doesn't say which guy. The person took off his shoe and gave it to his friend.
No, before, Bayomer.
Bayomer ha'goel le'boaz chenelach. Adnach. Finished. Statement is finished. Baiter, Bayish lov na'alo. He took off his shoe. Who took off his shoe? Not clear. Bayomer Boaz la Zakenim. Boaz said to the Zakenim. Zakenim, we said, are the Dayanim who are sitting there. Vechol Ha'am and all the other people who are standing there witnessing what's going on. Edim Atem Hayom. You guys are all witnessing today, right? You're witnesses. Kichaniti et kol asher le'Elimelech, that I acquired whatever belongs to Elimelech. Which means it became mine. Right?
She wasn't his.
Wait. We're talking about the land. Whatever that belongs to Elimelech, ve'et kol asher lechilion u'machlon, and anything that belongs to Kilion and Machlon. Miad Naomi, from the hands of Naomi. Huh? What happened here? I bought everything that belongs to Elimelech and Kilion and Machlon from hands of Naomi. First of all, Naomi had sold it. Second of all, why if it belongs to Elimelech and Kilion and Machlon, it comes to Naomi? Naomi doesn't yarshin her husband. She doesn't yarshin her sons. If there's a piece of land that belongs to Elimelech, there's a piece of land that belongs to Kilion and Machlon, and they died, there's a Seder HaYerusha. Who yarshins? The Seder HaYerusha is like this. If a person has a piece of land or whatever he has, he dies. The Yerusha first goes to his sons. If he has no sons, it goes to his daughters. If there are no sons and no daughters, then the Yerusha goes to his father, which means it doesn't go down. It goes up. Now, if there are sons who have, the sons died, but there are grandsons, so it would go to grandsons, would go down first. So it would, if the sons died, now the father dies, but there are grandsons, it goes to the grandsons. But if there is no continuation, no descendants, then it goes back up, goes to the father. If there is no father, goes to the brothers of the father.
To the uncle.
And their kids. And this is the whole, there's a whole, no, I'm sorry, goes to the grandfather, and then goes to the uncles. Huh?
It never goes to his siblings then?
Whose siblings?
The person that passed away.
Yeah, goes to his father. And then, if no fathers, then it goes to his brothers.
Oh, go ahead.
See, you know, now, hold on. So this is the Siddur Yerusha. It never goes to his wife. A wife does not yashin her husband. Right? For sure, a wife does not yashin her sons. So what does that mean? Tikhaniti et kol asher le'elimelech ve'et kol asher le'chidyon u'machlon miyad Naomi. What Naomi? Why not Naomi? The other people around.
It should go to Boaz's father.
It should go to Boaz's father and go back to Boaz himself. Or it should go to Tov, yes. To go Peloni Almoni. How is it going?
To Naomi.
Yes.
I remember very model from Mishnah that when a husband has a wife, there's a ketubah. She gets the first collection rights. And you have to.
On the ketubah.
And you have to feed her from the remaining estate.
The equivalent of the ketubah. Then doesn't mean everything that Elimelech has goes to Naomi?
So maybe she has a cute ketubah.
And what Chilion, how Chilion and Machlon, those are his sons.
They don't get it.
I think the wife has a kadima over the sons, no?
No. What are the sons? The sons?
When the Amana comes and the kids are.
I know the question you're raising. Well, it doesn't fit in here.
First
of all, you're assuming that she has a huge ketubah.
Why not? She was.
Okay, so then it doesn't belong to Elimelech. It doesn't belong to Elimelech. It belongs to Naomi. Because as soon as Elimelech died, she got her ketubah. So don't tell me kol asher le'Elimelech. It's not le'Elimelech. It's kol asher Naomi's. And Machlon and Kilion, what belonged to Machlon and Kilion also went to Naomi.
I'm not sure about the kadima over here, but
there's no kadima. It's their land, Machlon's land. How does Machlon's land, his own land, not the father's land, not Naomi's husband's land? If the son goes and buys something, it doesn't become meshuba to the ketubah of his mother.
I thought those have inherited from the father, that land goes also to Naomi because
she. That's not what it says. Et kol asher le'Elimelech, ve'et kol asher le'chidyon u'machlon.
Maybe he was cornered the land. Maybe she was cornered the land before he passed away.
That's a question. So then, yeah. So the question is how exactly these.
So Rabbi, what right did she have to sell the land?
Well, it belongs to her, apparently.
But I thought it doesn't go to her.
Excellent. So if it doesn't go to her, what right did she have to sell the land altogether? And she has no shaykhus to the land.
When did she sell the land?
When she came back from Sedei Moav.
She came back, sold the land, and she's still poor?
I guess so. So they had some money. Maybe they had some debts. Maybe they needed to buy clothing. I don't know what they did.
How much was it going to buy?
Maybe they didn't have. When they came, they had nothing. So Ruth started going around collecting. Meanwhile, she found a buyer and sold the land.
Yeah, let's get to that balance.
Oh, really?
So the question is, the way that the story presents it, meaning the story itself is confusing us. The way it is presented is confusing us. So Ella, the story is telling us something. We have to figure out exactly, if we can, what happened over here with the land. What is the Megillah trying to tell us regarding land? Okay. This is what Boaz says I'm going to do. Pasuk Yud. The Gam et Ruta Moaviyah. Also, Ruta Moaviyah, Eshed Machlon, the wife of Machlon, Kaniti Lileisha. I acquired for myself as a wife, lehakim shem hamed al nachalato, to establish the name of the dead person on his portion of land. Velo yikaret shem hamed meim echav, and the name of the dead person should not be discontinued or disconnected from his brothers, umishar meqomo, and from the gate of his place. That means there should be some memory of him that will remain. Edim atem hayom, your witnesses. Vayom rukolam, and all the whole people, asher b'shar, that were at, by the gate, v'azakenim, and the elders, said, Edim, we are witness.
Why do you need the whole, all these people?
Yiten Hashem et ha'isha el betecha. Hashem should give this woman who's coming to your house, kerachel uch le'a, like Rachel and like Leah. Asher banu shetehem et bet Israel, that both of them built the bet Israel, va'ase chayil, and she should make an army, so to speak, which means that she should establish be'efrata, in Efrata, which was the name of the place, u'grashem be'bet lechem, and her name, and she should develop a name in Bet Lechem, on different parts of of Yehuda, land of Yehuda. Huh? Yeah, good question. V'ibetcha kibet Peretz, and your house should be like the house of Peretz. Peretz is the son of Yehuda. Asher yalda Tamar Yehuda, because they were descendant of Peretz. They were descendant of Peretz. What are you talking about?
The one they killed? Is the other sons?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kibet Peretz, like Bet Peretz, asher yalda Tamar Yehuda, that Tamar gave birth for Yehuda. And they are the sons of Peretz. Min hazera asher yiten Hashem lecha, from the child that Hashem would give you, min hanara hazot, from this young lady.
She's not young.
Good. Boaz, and Boaz took his root. Vateilo leisha, the pasuk does not even talk about it anymore. He went to buy the land from the seller. Who is the seller? The one who bought from Naomi. Who bought it? Where is he? The Megillah does not even discuss that point anymore. It as if the whole Indian of Yehula was an excuse for her to get married, or for him to marry her.
Yeah, the land.
The land. The land of Yehula was only a way to get these two guys to each other. Ba'irach Boaz at root, Boaz took root, Ba'teilo le'isha, and he married her, Ba'yavo eleha, and he came to her. From this you see, one of the rayas, the many rayas, one of the rayas, that it was not a regular yibum. Regular yibum is done through bia. The kinyan of yibum is done through bia. Here it says, Ba'ikach Boaz at root, Ba'teilo le'isha, which means he did a kiddushin, va'ikach kiddushin, va'teilo leisha, that's nisuin, va'yavo elea, and he came to her. So clear that there's a kiddushin and nisuin before the bia. So obviously it was not a regular yibum that's done through bia. Va'iten Hashem la herayon, Hashem gave her herayon from that time that they were together, va'telet ben, and she gave birth to a son.
What's her a pregnancy? Right?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hiraim is pregnancy. Vatomarna hanashim. Ladies said, El Naomi, to Naomi, Baruch Hashem, asher lo hishbit lach goel ayom. Baruch Hashem, that Hashem did not keep away a goel from you today. Hashem provided you a goel. Ve'yicharesh shemo beYisrael, and his name should be called among the Jews. Means that he should be a man of a name, man of a fame, the child. And he should be for you, that child, lemeshiv nefesh, right? To someone who would calm your soul down, should be a comfort to you, this child. Ulchalkel etzevatech, and to feed your old age. It means when you're old, this kid, who's your grandchild, no, that's David's grandfather. This child should feed you, should take care of you. Ki kallatech, because your daughter-in-law, asher ahevatech, who loves you, yeladatu, gave birth to him. So a child who was born to you from a daughter-in-law that loves you, that child should be the one who's going to take care of you at your old age. And this daughter-in-law, Asherit Tovalach Mishiv Abanim, such a daughter-in-law is better than 7 sons. It's a comfort. If your sons died, at least you have such a caring daughter-in-law, which is better for you than 7 sons. Batikach Naomi at Ayeled, Naomi took the child, but the Shiteu Becheka put her in her, on her lap, but the Hilo Leomenet, she became her nursemaid. Batikrena lo Hashechenot Shem Lemur, they called the boy, the Shechenot, you know, the ladies, the neighbors, the lady neighbors. Shechenot called him a name, saying, Yulad ben Lenaomi. A son was born to Naomi. Why is this so important to say? Yulad ben Lenaomi, Batikreno Shemo Oved, and they called his name Oved. Who? Avi Yishai, Avi David. He is the father of Yishai, who is the father of David. And now that we know this, let's indicate the Yichus. Ve'ele toldot Paretz. Paretz is the son of Yehuda. Peretz holidet Chetzron. Chetzron holidet Ram. Ram holidet Aminadav. Aminadav holidet Nachshon. You know Nachshon and Aminadav? Nachshon holidet Salma. The Salmon, Salmon is the same person. The Salmon holidet Boaz. Boaz holidet Oved. Oved holidet Yishai. Yishai holidet David. Ad Khan.
Salmon was the father of Elimelech, right? Yeah.
Salmon was the brother of Elimelech.
Holid was the father of
Elimelech?
Holid is
he gave birth. Nachshon. Nachshon and Aminadav had 4 children. Salmon, Elimelech, Peloni Almoni, and the father of Naomi. Salmon was the father of Boaz. So, father of Boaz and father of Naomi, that means Boaz and Naomi are next generation cousins. And, so their fathers, and Peloni Almoni and Elimelech. So, Peloni Almoni, Elimelech and Peloni Almoni, father of Boaz, father of Naomi, are 4 brothers.
I mean, what does the root have to be the great grandmother of David? She's not even from the nation.
That's a wonderful question. That's a good question.
Is that a sign that Mashiach would be something like that?
She was Zoche that for David to be her son. Not only that, let me say it better. Gemara says, my root, why is her name root? She She's called Ruth because she was Zochet that David came out of her that satiated HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shirut and Tishbachot. What does that mean, Zachta and David came out of it? That's why her name is Ruth. In the Pshat is that it was Ruth's characteristics that yielded David. Yielded David's characteristics of Shirut HaTishbachot. If David is able to say Shirut HaTishbachot, that characteristic is coming from Ruth. That's why her name is Ruth. Riveta LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu. Satiated LaHaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shirut HaTishbachot. That characteristic, that quality came from Ruth. The quality of David HaMelech's ability to say Shirut HaTishbachot HaHashem came from Ruth.
No, it was not Jewish. I mean, Ruth was not really Jewish.
I mean, well, really, she became a Jew. There are many people who were not. I mean, Yitro was also not Jewish.
Right. So is this a sign that the possibility of Mashiach coming from maybe...
What are you trying to say?
Of course, it's coming from Ruth.
Right.
They had a Mesorah that Mashiach will come from Moab. Okay. Malchut ben David will come from Moab.
Would the future Mashiach come from a similar situation?
Could be. I have no idea. Could very well be. We don't know.
Is there a
Just like all these people didn't know till after it happened. You don't know.
Once
Ruth came to Boaz and revealed his feet and showed that, you know, marry me or whatever it is and be goel, she sort of revealed that I'm the one.
And everyone in the town knew that she was the one?
Nobody. Boaz realized that she's the one. Yeah. We're going to see there are Dukim over here, which when I talk about the Mefarshim, we're going to see the Dukim speak out that Boaz was hoping, not only hoping, he was even trying to somehow, or he was wishing, I should say, not even hoping, that Ploni Almoni would not be Goel, so he would be Goel.
That's why he threw in that package deal. Like, why didn't he?
No, not the package. The package is there. It's not the package deal, but through the package deal.
He told him, oh, you want the land? Oh, sure, I want the land. Oh, you have to take Ruth as well. You know? He didn't
care about the land. He could have said, you want the land? Take the land. I'll take her. That's not it. There are other hints that you could see. Unfortunately, we speak out that he was sort of hoping that he would say no, so I'll be zocher to them. To root, because here he became the great grandfather of Mashiach.
And Yehuda's question about can we make a similar observation with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was the boy of Klal Yisrael, so there was a man of the poor. Moshe Rabbeinu was the king.
Right.
That was the king.
Huh?
That somehow. Melech,
they
left her arm, so
you
have to have, like, a wife from outside the arm.
No, I don't know.
Did Ploni Almoni realize what he was missing out on?
Should
I get away some
more tea? Okay. Ploni Almoni, no. Well, did he know what he was missing out? He didn't know what he was missing out. He did not realize what he was missing out. He was afraid of messing up his nachala, but he didn't know what he was missing out.
He thought she's in trouble, but...
This bracha that they give, was it a standard bracha that they give to people in Shevet Yehuda, or is it?
It looks like. Well, the reason there was a specific bracha was because Peretz is called Peretz. Why was his name Peretz? Huh? You were Baal Chorech. Give me a break. Give me a chumash. Chumash says, Parashat Vayeshev. It says in Parshat Vayeshev that Tamar became pregnant and she had twins. And Vayhi Berdita, when she was about to give birth, the first kid stuck out her hand and the midwife tied a string on the guy's hand, on the kid's hand, to know which one came out first, put a siman on it. But then he pulled his hand back in and the other brother came up.
So which one's before then?
Oh. So she said to him he stuck out his hand. The midwife took a string, red string, and wrapped it around his hand to say, Ze yatzar rishona. He must be the one who is coming out. By he came ashiv yado, he pulled his hand. His brother came out. Batomer, and he said to him, she said to him, the midwife said to the kid, Ma paratzta alecha paretz. Why did you breach? You came out of order. You jumped ahead. Right? Breach means usually you go through the door. You make a breach means you make a hole and you come in. Right? Vayikra Shemo Paretz. She called him Paretz. Vayikra, he called him. Yehuda called him Paretz. Vachar Yatzo Achiv Asher Al Yodo Ashani. And then the brother was born who had this string on his hand. Vayikra Shemo Zorach. What's the idea of Paretz?
He's a king.
That's right. Moses says, Melech is Paretz Geder. Melech does not follow the rule. Doesn't have to stand in line, so to speak. Right? He cuts ahead. He can't come through the door. Breaks the wall and comes in. Right? He wants to go from this side of the field to the other side. He doesn't go around. He cuts through the field. He makes a shortcut. What? That's what Melech is. By the fact that Peres did this, which means that he sort of jumped ahead of his brother. His brother is being born. No. I'm going first. Right? It showed that he had the Yesod of Malchut. Right? And since he had the Yesod of Malchut, so his family was the family of Malchut. So the Malchut came from Peres. So when it says that he should give this child Peres, means the Malchut that's supposed to come from Peres should come from that your kid.
And so why did he actually come first then?
That's why Hashem made it.
No, he sort of cut the line. He didn't. Really.
That's the whole word. If it is not his turn, but he cuts the head.
But he didn't. He said, I could have, but I didn't.
He did.
He
took him out.
No, he didn't. He put the back his hand in.
No,
the first guy's hand was out. So he's the one who's coming out first, right. Supposedly.
But the other guy,
you pull him back, you say, no, I'll go first. And he comes out.
I thought it's that one.
He pulled him back in.
So that's the idea of Malchut. So he says he should be the Melech that is coming from Peres should come from you. Okay, so this is the story of the fourth Perek. And Emir Sashem, probably in two sessions, Sunday and next Thursday, Emir Sashem, we would go over the Mefarshim of
it. That's it, man?
You want me to tell you Mefarshim? Let's go back to Mefarshim.
Yeah, really?
Some people left, so I thought maybe you're okay. I do one pasuk, and Boaz ala Ashar. Boaz came up to the gate by Yeshev Sham, and he sat there. Right? So right. Veine haGoel over, and behold, Goel is passing. Asher Diber Boaz, that Boaz was talking about. And the Yomer Surah Sheva Piloni Almoni Vayasar Vayeshev. So, Vehine means, the Mefarshim speak out, that, now first of all, why does it say Boaz Allah Hashar? It should have said, Vayya'al Boaz Leshar. That is how usually the Pasuk says, Vayya'al, he came up. Boaz Allah Hashar, he came to the gate. So they say the word is like this. Boaz did not expect that things are going to happen so rapidly. But there are HaKadosh Baruch who made all these things come together. Because Boaz, Allah Ashar means, as he is coming to the gate, as he is coming to the Beit Din to try to make arrangements, as he is coming, right?
Everybody's there.
By Yeshev Sham. All the Dayanim are there. By Yeshev Sham, he sits there. The Hina Goel over, right then, happened to be, Goel passes by. Goel is passing by, not inside the Beit Din, but they see him, Goel, oh, he's right there, call him in, come, Suri. What's the Lashon?
Sura,
come, he means, come this way. Means, we just happened to see him, happened. It's all this Yahakodesh Baruch Hu, he's putting it together. So, Malim says that Boaz, what Boaz really wanted to do was, anytime you want to deal with somebody in the Beit Din, you go to the Beit Din and you ask the Beit Din to send the person a summon. So Boaz came to the Beit Din to somehow send the Shaliach Beit Din or somebody to summon the guy. And before you know it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu worked it out and he came. Okay, now, he called him Sura Shevapo Peloni Almoni. What is Peloni Almoni? So, Pashut Pshad, I told you, Peloni Almoni means the guy is anonymous. So why is he anonymous? So, Malbim says, he called him Peloni Almoni is because he wanted to tell him, I have something quiet to discuss with you. There's something private I want to discuss with you. He didn't want to tell him what it is. Come, I want to talk to you about Naomi and Ruth and all that. He didn't say that. Come, I want to talk to you about something. Right, so he was trying to, he says, the Rabbi says that he wanted to keep the situation covered till he deals with it.
Why he just sounds sure what he's wanting to talk to him about? What's the problem?
The guy's gonna get a heart attack. He's middle of nothing. You call him and say, "Why don't you marry this guy and get the land?" What do you think he's gonna do?
You're gonna see why he's planning it the way he's planning it. It depends on the next pasuk, right? But I told you before that Boaz is trying to. He doesn't want to make a whole. He wants to set up the situation such that hopefully Peloni Almoni would say no. Now Midrash says he's called Peloni Almoni. Why is it called Almoni? Because he was an Amoharis. He was mute from Divrei Torah. He didn't have any Divrei Torah to say. Right? What was his problem? He said like this. He said, why is it that Machlon and Kilion died? Because they married Moavit. Right? The Torah says, Lo yavo Amoni u'Moavit b'kal Hashem. And Amoni and Moavi should not come b'kal Hashem. He didn't know a halacha of Amoni velo Amonit, Moavi velo Moavit. So therefore he said that could be that that's why they died. And therefore he said, I don't want. I should go and marry her. He didn't know that the halacha was already paskind. Moavi velo Moavit. This is how Midrash explains. Now this, even though Midrash says it, Be'ezer Hashem, next time I'm going to talk to you about this whole idea of Moavi v'lo Moavit. There's a whole Gemara in Yevamot brings out the whole story of David HaMelech, that David HaMelech was also what was brought under question. His Yichus under question because of this. We have to clarify exactly what the Machloket was and why people held the way they held. That is the discussion for next week. Right?
When was it sealed? When was it decided?
I didn't know. It was Nishadash Alokha during the time of Boaz, but it was Paskin, without any question, later. During the time of David, which is 3-4 generations later. So I'll tell you the history of Nishadash next time.
God tells you, do this, you don't ask questions. What do you mean? Oh, maybe you don't know Halakha. What do you mean? You don't think Boaz knows this Halakha?
Right. Good. Bezat Hashem, next week, next Sunday, Mr. Hashem, I'll talk to you about the background of the halacha.
Rabbi, how did you say he was empty? It was known to most people that you're not allowed to marry your Moavi
is mefurash in the Torah. Anybody who goes to Shul Shabbos morning knows that you cannot marry a Moavi. But not that you don't know Moavi, but Moavi, then it's a halacha paskin.
No one knew.
It was all over CNN that the halacha was paskin.
No, how long before
Halakha
was
passing? But he wasn't.
He was Nishadasha b'mei Boaz.
But he wasn't.
How do you know that?
Because of the
small. Okay, so I said that. I'll talk about that Sunday.
Basically, come back. Have a good day.
We'll talk about it.